Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Hosea chapter 2, verses 2 through 23, where Israel's unfaithfulness to God is compared to that of an unfaithful wife. In Hosea's time, many of the people were honoring the Canaanite god Baal, because they believed Baal fertilized the earth with rain. The chapter concludes with God's declaration of love for Israel and a promise to make the people prosperous. And again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So, excuse me, let's begin. My children, plead with your mother, though she is no longer a wife to me and I am no longer her husband. Plead with her to stop her adultery and prostitution. If she does not, I will strip her as naked as the day she was born. I will make her like a dry and barren land, and she will die of thirst. I will not show mercy to her children. They are the children of a shameless prostitute. She herself said, I will go to my lovers. They give me food and water, wool and linen, olive oil and wine. So I am going to fence her in with thorn bushes and build a wall to block her. She will run after her lovers, but she will not catch them. She will look for them, but will not find them. Then she will say, I'm going back to my first husband. I was better off then than I am now. And she would never acknowledge that I am the one who gave her the grain, the wine, the olive oil, and all the silver and gold that she used in the worship of Baal. So at the harvest time, I will take back my gifts of grain and wine, and I will take away the wool and the linen that I gave her for clothing. I will strip her naked in front of her lovers, and no one will be able to save her from my power. I will put an end to all of her festivities, her annual and monthly festivals, and her Sabbath celebrations, and all her religious meetings. I will destroy her grapevines and her fig trees, which she says her lovers gave her for serving them. I will turn her vineyards and orchards into a wilderness. Wild animals will destroy them. I will punish her for the times that she forgot me, when she burned incense to Baal and put on her jewelry to go chasing after her lovers. The Lord has spoken. So I am going to take her into the desert again. There I will win her back with words of love. I will give back to her the vineyards that she made and make Trouble Valley a door of hope. She will respond to me there as she did when she was young, when she came from Egypt. Then once again she will call me her husband, and she will no longer call me her Baal. I will never let her speak the name of Baal again. At that time I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and birds so that they will not harm my people. I will also remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, and will let my people live in peace and safety. Israel, I will make you my wife. I will be true and faithful. I will show you constant love and mercy and make you mine forever. I will keep my promise and make you mine, and you will acknowledge me as Lord. At that time, I will answer the prayers of my people Israel. I will make the rain fall on the earth, and the earth will produce grain and grapes and olives. I will establish my people in the land and make them prosper. I will show love to those who were called unloved, and to those who were called not my people, I will say, you are my people. And they will answer, you are our God. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 2, verse 23, where the Lord says, I will say, you are my people, and they will answer, you are my God. So imagine this, beloved. Israel is being punished. Why? Because they have done exactly what God told them never, ever, ever do. They have broken their marriage relationship with Jehovah God. They have decided to worship other false gods, even to the point of bringing these idols into the very temple where the I Am Eternal God had been worshipped and glorified. Now the temple has been desecrated by having these idols in there of these false gods, especially Baal. And they can't figure out, well, why is this happening? Well, it is because of their disobedience. But God does not linger on the disobedience. He looks forward to the time when he is going to be able to win Israel back, and they will be a holy and virtuous nation again, and God will be able to pour his blessings out. Let's pray. Lord God, you are faithful and true. You alone are my God, and I acknowledge you as Lord of my life. Draw me close to you and teach me your ways. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we'll be in Hosea chapter 3, all the way through Hosea chapter 4 and verse 3, where Hosea is told to love his unfaithful wife. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.